the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Lakeshore is basking in sunshine at this noon hour. It's going to stay that way during the daylight time for the next 72 hours or so. A look at Allen's hometown forecast from WHTC.com follows this news. An online petition on the change.org website is asking the Harbor Humane Society Board of Directors to take responsibility for alleged animal abuse at the West Isla facility. A former worker who claims she was an undercover certified animal cruelty investigator alleges the shelter was grossly overcrowded with cats and dogs and that the conditions were poor. The Holland Sentinel reports that its unannounced inspection yesterday failed to substantiate those claims. Shelter officials dispute the online allegations. More than 1,300 have signed virtual signatures asking that Ottawa County Commissioner Stu Visser look into the matter. Motorists are asked to avoid the Hope College campus through 5 p.m. today, as 830 new students are entering residence halls in advance of the start of the school's 151st year of classes next Tuesday. There are road blockages and restricted travel along 9th to 13th Streets between Central and Columbia Avenues to help facilitate the moving-in process in an atmosphere reminiscent of a baseball opening day, according to school publicist Tom Renner.
The one thing that never changes every year on this date, it's 18-year-olds basically arriving on campus for their college experience and their families with them.
Some things have changed over the years, though.
If anything has changed over the years, it's kind of what they bring with them. I mean, the computers, the large screen TVs, just all of those sorts of things that are a lot more avant-garde now than they were years ago. But the basic ingredient, excitement for the start of a new phase in their lives.
Returning students will be coming back to Holland over the weekend to bring the enrollment totals to over 3,300 from 40 states and 30 nations. New Hope President John Knapp delivers the commencement address at DeVos Fieldhouse on Sunday afternoon. Unemployment along the lakeshore and across the state inched upward last month. In numbers compiled by the Michigan Department of Technology, Management, and Budget for July, the jobless rate stood at 7.7% in Ottawa County and 7.6% in Allegan County. In June, those figures stood at 7.2% and 7.3%, respectively. A year ago, they were at 7.9% and 8% even. State officials say that seasonal short-term job reductions in various sectors led to the typical unemployment rise in Michigan. Not only are there more police on lakeshore roads in advance of the Labor Day holiday weekend, but there are now signs to remind motorists about just how dangerous driving can be right now.
With the last summer holiday weekend coming up, MDOT wants you to know that as of August 19th, there have been 533 traffic fatalities in the state of Michigan. The initiative began only a month ago, and at that time, the total was 440. Communications rep John Richards has the statistics.
Well, it's a safety campaign from the Michigan Department of Transportation, and nine other states have been doing this. And the biggest thing is we really want to just attract attention to motorist behavior and motorist mistakes, because 90% of all crashes are from motorists driving carelessly, distracted, drowsy, or impaired.
Posting fatality messages on the dynamic message signs is one simple and inexpensive way that MDOT can help educate the public on the scope of the issue. Diane Costin, WHTC News.
It's another fresh leaf added to the Tulip City's laurels. The city of Holland is one of the 15 prettiest towns in the nation, according to Forbes magazine, who was impressed with the beaches, a lively art scene, shops that celebrate Dutch culture, and even the snowmelt system. This comes on top of a number of unsolicited national accolades that have come to, in recent years, to Holland under the tutelage of Mayor Kurt Dykstra.
We made another one of these lists, and you know, lest anybody think that somehow we compete for these or we, you know, nominate ourselves. I mean, literally, we don't know anything about these things until they come out.
The city's distinctiveness beyond tulips, wooden shoes, and windmills has been attractive.
There's a big discussion going on right now, especially of local and municipal government, about the idea of placemaking. You know, making places unique, making them live into who they are. We've been ahead of that curve because anyone who visits Holland sort of notices immediately that, you know, there are certain things that appear to be done a bit differently.
Forbes gathered information from magazine travel experts for Frommer's, National Geographic, Four Doors, and Midwest Living to help compile the list. It looks as if the summer tourism season in Michigan will go out with a bang.
Nancy Kane at the Motor Club in Dearborn says they estimate that a lot of you have plans to hit the road one last time before the summer ends and school starts.
Our AAA survey is projecting that more than 1.2 million of us in Michigan will be traveling.
She says people are feeling better about things and want to travel.
It's the improving economy, not greatly improved, but improving, and people have a little more confidence.
In fact, they feel so good about the economy that they are expected to spend a lot more this year than last year as they travel about the state, perhaps eating out more or staying in a better motel or buying more souvenirs. Jim Whelan, WHTC News.
West Michigan Regional Airport should be a bit busier than usual tomorrow morning. The third annual Wings of Mercy Holland Care Fair fundraiser features a benefit pancake breakfast for $6 per person or $25 for a family up to six. It's prepared by the Holland Lions Club, according to the Wings of Mercy's flight director, Grace Beldy.
They do an amazing job with our pancake breakfast. It's just so much fun to work with them. And then the Boy Scouts actually help us set the room up, and they take care of cleaning up, and we love our Boy Scout volunteers. So it's a real community effort to raise money to help us continue our mission here in West Michigan.
There will be 20-minute plane rides and a number of other free activities for youngsters, a wide range of vintage vehicles, airplanes, and helicopters to view, jet and airplane rides for adults, a silent auction, and a raffle. Money raised will be used to fly needy patients to distant medical facilities for treatment. A new bill in Lansing seeks to discourage thrill seekers from diverting emergency management resources.
When parts of Grand Rapids flooded in April of this year, some thrill seekers set out on the water and found themselves stranded, needing to be rescued by emergency workers. Democratic State Representative Brandon Dillon from Grand Rapids is introducing legislation that would seek to deter that sort of behavior.
You had about 6 to 7 people who went out and engaged in thrill-seeking behavior and forced those services to be directed towards saving them, which they should. But my bill, along with Representative Verhulen's bill, would give local municipalities the option of then billing people who engage in gross negligence, which is a pretty high standard, during those states of emergency to help recover the cost of some of those emergency rescues.
He says that sort of behavior can also unnecessarily put emergency workers at risk.
Sam Harold, WHTC News.
Can a Christian lawmaker stay true to traditional beliefs in today's society? Sean Miller's the latest to attempt this, as he announced this week that he is running for a state House seat representing Holland and southwestern Ottawa County.
People with really sound biblical values need to stand up and respect for themselves and speak for themselves and not just be politically corrected right into oblivion.
He'll be pressured by groups such as Holland Is Ready, who may oppose his candidacy due to his no vote on the LGBT amendment to the Tulip City's anti-discrimination ordinance during his brief tenure on city council 2 years ago.
We love all people. We love all our neighbors. And we really, truly want the best for them. And sometimes government is not the best choice to help that problem.
Incumbent legislator Joe Habman is term limited out of office after next year. Is it a boost or is it a kiss of death? Some political pundits are asking that question after Pete Hoekstra formally endorsed Terry Lynn Land for the Republican nomination in the 2014 U.S. Senate race. Land is currently running unopposed, and the former Holland congressman admits that the GOP should take a page out of the Democrats' book in not having a contested primary battle.
Winning this seat for Terry is going to be a very, very tough job. We need a united party. We need to be focused on November of 2014.
Hoekstra hopes that Land will get more support from the Republican National Committee in her bid than what he got last year when he was trounced by incumbent Democrat Debbie Stabenow.
In 2012, they didn't help me. They had other places where they thought there was a better chance of Republicans winning. But I hope in 2014 the tables are turned and they look at Michigan as a great pickup opportunity.
Congressman Gary Peters is the only announced Democratic candidate for the seat that six-term incumbent Carl Levin is retiring from at the end of next year. Is it foot-dragging or prudent cautiousness? President Obama says that the time is nearing for a definitive response to violence in Syria and Egypt, telling the cable news network that U.S. policymakers have to take into account whether international law support what he called going in and attacking another country without a U.N. mandate. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Rogers of Howell believes that American inaction sends the wrong signal to allies and enemies alike.
It is absolutely devastating when the president blatantly and openly does not engage in the great world debate on world affairs. And people in America say, hey, we got our own trouble. True enough. But I will tell you that when the president withdraws, it causes huge problems for all of us, and not only at home but around the world.
It's been a year since Mr. Obama first said that the use of chemical weapons in Syria would be a red line that would force a tough American response. After dropping 2 of 3 at home to Minnesota, the Tigers return tonight to New York for a second time this season, but not to face their traditional foe, the Yankees. Instead, Detroit makes its first ever visit to Citi Field, the new home of the Mets, to open up a 3-game weekend series against the National League squad. Doug Fister gets the start for the American League Central leaders, and coverage with Dan Dickerson and Jim Price on 1450 WHTC begins at 6:45 p.m. The Cubs, winning just twice in a 10-game homestand, make their second and final trip to the West Coast this season, opening up a 3-game series in San Diego this evening. Edwin Jackson is on the mound for Chicago. The White Sox, flush from sweeping a 3-game set in Kansas City and carrying a 6-game winning streak overall, return home tonight to welcome Texas for the start of a weekend series at U.S. Cellular Field in Chicago. Chris Sale gets the start for the Palos, and it'll be the first game back on the south side for Rangers catcher A.J. Pierzynski and outfielder Alex Rios. The Sox let both of them go, Rios in a trade earlier this month, and Pierzynski was allowed to go to Arlington as a free agent during the offseason. The Whitecaps' playoff task has become even more daunting with each passing day. Down by 6 games in the standings from the last postseason berth, and 2 teams are ahead of them for that. And with just 12 games remaining, West Michigan looks to salvage at least 1 contest from the Hot Rods in Bowling Green this evening. The Bears are in the black hole, better known as O.co Coliseum in Oakland, for a preseason game against the Raiders tonight. Chicago is 1-1 in exhibition play. Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com calls for a mostly sunny afternoon with a high of 82, clear tonight, low 56. More sun than clouds tomorrow, high 85, and then partly cloudy on Sunday, high 88. Water temperature is 68. The green flag is flying. And this news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.